Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v današnjem RH intervjuju, kjer se bomo pogovarjali z Russellom Petersonom, bolj znanim kot Inke, ki danes nastopa v klubu K4 v okviru novih večerov Tiger Balm, se imenujejo nov klubski večer v klubu K4, kjer se bo slišal v bistvu zelo pestro klubsko glasbo od nekega grajma do Memphis rapa, potem tudi geto teka in podobnih zadev. In Inke kot nalašč v bistvu za prvega gosta tega večera, Inke, ki prihaja iz Glasgowa, njegov zadnji EP je izšel pri ekipi in založbi Lucky Me, v bistvu najbolj znani instituciji trenutni v Glasgowu, kar se tiče novejših plesnih godb, ki seveda niso povezane z bogato tehnokulturo tega mesta. Inke, tudi tako kot je zastavljen večer Tiger Balm, tudi nekako uspešno združuje v svoji muziki zelo, zelo različne vplive, od nekega happy hardcora zgodnih 90-ih let, torej izrazito britanskega sloga, do sloga, zelo drugačnega sloga istega časa juga ZDA, torej Memphis rapa, torej gangsterskega rapa tistega časa. Vse to pa v nekem takem seveda sodobnem klubskem grimerskem paketu. So, Russell, or Inke.
How's it going?
Yeah, hey, good to have you here on Radio Student.
Thanks for having me.
So, I'd maybe start with the newest stuff. So your newest EP, Secret Palace, it's out just a couple of months on the Lucky Me label, and it's in a way it's quite a diverse EP. So, could you like maybe just a few words on how it came about?
Sure. I've been going to the Lucky Me nights in Glasgow since I've been going out clubbing. So it's always been kind of an influence on my music when I've been making and stuff. And I was just sending them music to play on Rinse, and they were hitting us up back like wanting more, and then eventually I played at one of the Lucky Me nights in Edinburgh, and I think Martin then was asking me like if I wanted to put a record or whatever, and I was like fully down for it, and that was like a good 2 or 3 years ago now, so it's like been kind of a long process for the record to come out, so yeah. I guess that probably is one of the reasons why it's so diverse as well, because it's like quite varied in styles and time. Like Simmer was made in like 2013 or something, like a wee while ago. So that's probably why it's kind of varied like that.
Yeah, sure. But like your first proper release, which came out maybe 2 years ago, Faded with the Kittens, is a bit like, I would say, on the left field kind of side, a bit more mellow, a bit more, more the influence of Memphis rap is a little bit more, it's in the music itself, it's slower, mellower, like I said. So would you say, do you prefer doing this kind of mellowish stuff or the club stuff?
The mellow, like Fade of the Kittens was just like a separate project. That was just something I made in like 3 weeks, and I was just like, I want to like put out, I'm going to make this project sampling loads of Memphis rap tracks with cat samples and like all this weird stuff, and like just have all the tracks like in a similar vibe, just make it purely instrumental and just put it out in tapes. Like that was just the idea, and that's what happened, and like it wasn't really meant to be like a thing or whatever. It was just like I still do that. I'm gonna put out a second tape at some point as well, but the majority of stuff I'm doing is more like club stuff, or like with instrumental things in mind, but like it's the majority of what I'm doing nowadays is probably what you're hearing in the latest EP sort of thing.
I saw this Beat This episode where you make a beat in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it seemed like you work really fast. So is this like usually like that you produce really fast? Or?
That was stressful, man. That was pretty stressful. Like I probably do produce quite fast, but then I spend a lot of time tweaking things and like a lot of time doing nothing, pretty much, like the slightest change and then changing it back, and then at the end of the day you've not really done much. But yeah, that 10 minute video was really stressful, and like that was like a whole new way of working. Like it's probably like that, but like maybe 3 times as slow.
Okay.
So maybe half an hour for a track, for like a like a basic track or whatever. Like,
because I mean, there's also like lots of your dubs like going around for years now, so that's why I was thinking, yeah, probably you'll just bang out tracks.
Yeah, like, well, I was like, I spend like most days will be making music, like, and trying to like, I basically see it as practice. Like these dubs that I'll be sending out to like DJs or whatever to play, I'm learning while I'm making them and stuff, you know, and they might not be something I want to put out on a physical release or like set in stone as like an EP track or something, but I'll give it to DJs to like spin if they like it or whatever, and then I'll just learn from like how people react to that track in a club or on the radio or whatever, and then like take from that and put it into something with more like sustenance, like, in my opinion, like that I'm more happy with, sort of thing. Like, but yeah, just kind of rallying out tracks like as they come.
Okay, and this Fitted with the Kittens was like a concept project.
Yeah.
But this your interest for Memphis rap is like going on a lot, like even with the club nights. You're doing a FW DK club night also,
yeah, yeah,
which is like an acronym of Faded with the Kittens. So could you tell us about when did this interest for Memphis rap come about, and especially I'm interested in the research part of it, like how did you dig into the scene?
Yeah, first heard Memphis rap in like 2003, I think. There was a DJ Paul and Juicy J track used in a skateboard video, mm-hmm, that I was watching a lot of the time called Baker Free, and that's like the first time I heard it. I was like, this is really weird, it's really lo-fi, really slow, like looping up samples, like I was like, this is pretty crazy, and I got really interested in it. And then just kind of like people uploading tapes and then just finding names that I liked and then researching their background and going on Discogs and like seeing what labels put out that tape and then seeing what else they put out and just kind of getting stuck in a loophole of like Discogs and like Google and YouTube, even like just finding all these artists and then yeah, just kind of teach, like learning from it, you know, like educating yourself on that scene and what's happening, and it's just really interesting, man. Like I just really like it, you know.
Yeah. And the club night FWDK, has it been going strong? Is it like a niche kind of nerdy kind of thing, or is it like a party thing?
It's a bit of both. Like it is quite a niche thing, but like it's completely a party vibe. Like the venue that I put it on at is like, it's the art school, so it's like a kind of art crowd, so everyone's pretty open-minded, so like even if someone's not there for the night, they're probably likely to get down with it anyway, just kind of because their mind's open and they're like there to see whatever's happening. But yeah, there's a lot of people that are coming down because it's happening, and having a lot of people hit me up saying like, wow, you're putting on this like Memphis rap night, that's crazy, I've been listening to that stuff, but like no one ever plays it or whatever. Like so it's been really surprising that way. Like I think it's like maybe a year now that it's been happening. Like I'm doing the fifth night and on the 22nd in a couple of weeks at art school again, but yeah, it's going well.
Okay. And you've already done it also in Edinburgh.
Yeah, we've done it at Sneaky Pete's a couple months ago, which was cool as well. We'll probably do another one there as well. It was interesting to kind of bring it to a new city, because it was risky doing it in Glasgow, then it was like, oh, is it going to work in Edinburgh as well? But yeah, it was quite good, it was good.
So the next question is about the scene in Glasgow at the moment. It's in a way quite a not really a big city, but of course the electronic music tradition is incredible.
Yeah.
So yeah, these days how is it like? Is it going up? Is it steady? Going a little bit down or whatever? How would you describe the scene in Glasgow?
I'd say it's going up, but like there's always like new people popping up, and like I wouldn't say it's going down at all. Anyway, like. There's people are kind of bouncing off each other, and like new generation of people are getting into music from it and stuff, which is cool. I'm getting sent music and I'm listening to it and I'm like, this is rad, then like I find out it's someone that lives down the road from me or whatever, like there's some someone that's just got into it recently and sending out tracks. But yeah, it's real good and it's completely diverse as well. There's a lot of different music going on and styles of music, but yeah, it's kind of just like a big melting pot of people, of creative people in Glasgow, and it's a small city but a lot of creativity, so it works really well.
And and the public is quite perceptive, crowd.
As I say, like everyone's pretty open-minded, like everyone kind of goes to the same nights, and it's such a small city that you'll bump into people at clubs and then like get to know them or whatever, and you end up making friends, and it's just through like being at the same place or being into similar music, and then you get into other music through that and stuff. Like, it's a really small city, you completely just bump into everyone everywhere. It's like, it's really hard to explain. It's really cool though.
Okay, so we'll just play a track from your latest EP, Ghost World. Can you just like say a few words? Is it like a newer track, an older track, or?
This is a newer track, like 6 months ago or something. I finished it quite late in the EP. Like, it was maybe the last track actually that I finished for the record. But yeah, it's like named after a comic book, Ghost World. It's just kind of got that eerie vibe.
Okay, so Inke, Ghost World. Pozdravljeni še enkrat v drugem delu današnjega Ereš intervjuja. Z nami je današnji gost kluba K4 in večera Tiger Bomb. Z nami je Inke. So, for the second part, my first question is, Like in your music, you can hear like lots of different influences, of course. Yeah. But like this, there are these two stars from the history of music that are like here all the time, and they're quite different in a way. So my question would be: do you see any common denominator between happy hardcore and Memphis rap, which are like stylistically really like one is really like sparse and slow, the other one is like really frantic?
Yeah. Wow. I can't really think of any like off the top of my head. There probably is some obscure like similarity, but they are completely different. Like I guess you could mix some Memphis rap halftime into happy hardcore like double time, but yeah, they are completely different vibes. Like
because it's like mixing like music that's on E and music that's like totally with it.
Like. Yeah, totally like slowed down and upped.
And so if you'd compare the Glasgow scene to Edinburgh, what would you say like are the parallels or the difference, the main difference?
Edinburgh's like got a lot of English people and English students that come up, so they've got like they've always been kind of like on like dubstep and whatever has like come up, a bit of grime that's come up from London, because there'll be like students coming up and that's what they want here, or they'll be coming up and they'll be starting nights. Where Glasgow's not got as much, it's got like a lot of English students of course, but like not as much as Edinburgh has. So Edinburgh's always been a bit more sort of on the vibe of what's happening in London, and Glasgow's maybe just kind of done its own thing a little bit more.
Okay. And if you like the whole UK has been going kind of conservative for the last few years, and one of the symptoms, or what I would call it, is like clubs closing in London, for instance. The most famous story, of course, from a few weeks ago, Fabric.
Yeah.
So, do you think that, I mean, you're not from London, of course, but still, do you think that with this new mayor, Mayor Khan in London, do you think that it could change for the better? And the bigger part of the question, of course, how is it in Glasgow with the city council, with the mayor, how do they understand like club culture?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure like he's talking good in that, but like wait and see what happens, you know, politicians and they're saying all this and get everyone on their side and nothing actually happens, whatever. So yeah, fingers crossed that he'll do something for London. But Glasgow went through the same sort of thing with the council shutting down the Arches, which was like a big, it was kind of like Glasgow's Fabric. It was like a big sort of, they'd always have like bigger nights there. And it was like an arts venue as well. There was a lot of other stuff going on, but the club got closed down like a year or two ago. And that kind of, that was like a big uproar and stuff. It was like exactly the same as Fabric. I think there was a couple of drug deaths and they just got their license taken off them, and like literally overnight it was closed. Something that had been there for like 20, 30 years, like a long time. It was like an institution or whatever. So we've got the same thing happening in Glasgow, you know, and when a big club like this closes, you think it's going to be a lot easier for them to close a smaller club now. So
yeah, of course.
All clubs aren't safe, sort of thing, you know. The eyes are on the club, so
yeah,
you can't really tell what's going to happen. But yeah, it's a bit worrying.
And do you dig for vinyl?
Yeah, yeah, buy a lot of records. Yeah, I buy too many records.
And how is it like in Glasgow for digging? Like, I mean, like we've heard like for the bigger record stores like Rub-A-Dub, for instance. But is it good for the digging like Glasgow?
Yeah, it kind of depends what stuff you're looking for. Like, I can find like it's really good for finding records for sampling and like. Kind of weird obscure stuff, and like there's a lot of secondhand shops and like secondhand music shops, and yeah, there's a good handful of shops to go and like just spend a day flicking through records and like finding bargains and finding stuff that you've maybe never heard of but you like the cover of, and then you buy it because it's £1.50, take it home and you're like, whoa, this is amazing, you know what I mean? It's happened to me a good few times, and then I've like found a record I really like, or something that I've sampled and like made something that I really like out of, you know. It's really, yeah, it's good. There's like a lot of sort of independent, small independent record shops about.
Okay, so so it's not dry.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Okay, cool. So the last question is the obvious one. It's like your DJ set. So like tonight or any DJ set, will you play like lots of your unreleased stuff or like all over the board or what do you?
Yeah,
like?
It's pretty all over the board. Like I kind of just like I've got like a bunch of tunes that I really like and that I'd like to play, but I don't ever have a plan. So it's just like I kind of go and kind of try and gauge the crowd and play whatever, you know. But like I do like to switch it up and like have play a lot of different styles, and I will play a lot of like my own unreleased stuff and new stuff that's coming out and stuff, and from my friends as well. But yeah, I don't really like to make a plan. Like I just like see how it goes, and but yeah, play whatever, you know. Like if it sounds good, if it's a good track, I'll play it, you know. Like there's no like limit sort of thing, you know. Just having fun with it, that's what's the main thing, you know. And hopefully the crowd will as well.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Inke, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks
and,
for having me.
See you, and we'll hear you, of course, tonight in K4.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Intervju Radija Študent.
89,3.